I think it's time. I think that we have to come to a point and recognize and agree upon, and maybe you guys don't, that's fine, but I think it's time to say that Paul Skeens should be an All-Star. I think after, and just like Jim said to start off the show, Jim thought that that was Paul Skeens' best start, and I totally agree, because it showed that he had to fight. It showed he had to get out of things.
It was his worst, but it was his best
at the same time. You know? Learned a lot about him, and he learned a lot probably about himself too, because his stuff wasn't playing. I mean, that's a second start in a row where his basically first pitch was a home run. So having to come back from that, to start off a baseball game that way, to know you have nine innings to play as a team, but six, seven innings to go as a pitcher and as a young pitcher, that's hard to have the mental capacity to fight through that, and he did. It wasn't his best start. So that to me shows me that he has the whole gamut of everything that you need to be a legit pitcher, and especially at that age. And for what he has done thus far, I think it should warrant him a spot at the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees. People want to see him. That's what it is.
Right.
It's not and the All-Star game. This, you know, it's an exhibition. And Ken Rosenthal named his All-Stars in on The Athletic. And he actually had Skeens. He didn't have Keller. He did have Brian Reynolds, because there are so many outfielders that are hurt. He only had four outfielders. He had a surplus of infielders and a bunch of pitchers and a couple of DHs. Skeens and Keller to me are definitely All-Stars. I mean, Keller has earned it. But you always have to leave somebody off. If you had to pick one Pirate, I'd pick Skeens. Because I want to see him.
Right.
You want to see
Skeens. That's what it's about, right?
And not only that, but I would make sure that Skeens was that he pitched against the best hitters in the American League. So that he's not going to start, but you need him in the third or the fourth inning where you know he's going to face some of the American League's best guys.
See, I would make an argument, too, that the Pirates are only like nationally relevant because Paul Skeens pitches.
Correct.
I mean, the argument is people want to see him pitch, and you see it, you know, without national places, and MLB Network like focuses on him and highlights him, and that is what the All-Star game is for. It's for the fans, and I think the fans want to see this guy. There's no need to pull in any, you know, old school, old timey, traditional stuff. The guy's got to pay his dues. He's pitching well, and he's exciting, and people want to watch him. Send him to the All-Star game.
Yes, I mean that's exactly what it's about. It's about putting in the forefront of your best players to represent your league, and right now he's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
You want to waste 20 Paul Skeens pitches in an All-Star game if you're the Pirates? And that's the way they would look at it. Me, I'm looking at it. I don't think it's a waste. I think, as a matter of fact, they have so much time off and you're a starting pitcher. You have additional time off between starts, which gives them another reason.
I brought that up a couple weeks ago to Crowley, too. I'm like, okay, well, the pitch count thing and, you know, them maybe possibly shutting them down at some point at the end of the season. Like, does this matter? He's like, it's just going to be one inning. But I would take the perception in a good light of representing the Pirates organization over 20 pitches.
Just because I want to see him pitch against the American, it would be better, you know. And you talked about like the old school things, and of course I'm ridiculous. I'm old enough to be your grandparents, basically. And so when I was a kid, I never saw Roberto Clemente play a game until the World Series in 1971. Except for the All-Star games. That's where I saw Hank Aaron. That's where I saw Willie Mays. That's where I saw Roberto Clemente. We're in the All-Star games. Or I could see him on TV every now and again, once a week, because it was on NBC, but they didn't play the Red Sox. They didn't play the team that I was able to get on TV. I never saw those guys play. That was great. But now you can see Paul Skeens pitch against Aaron Judge if they end up playing one another. It's possible to see that. But they do now.
I mean, they play every team at least once every year now.
Yeah, so, but he may not, his
oh,
turn,
I get what you mean.
Right, his turn not may not come up in the three games that they play against any particular American League team. The All-Star game obviously is different than it once was, and now pitchers don't. It wasn't like, Bob Gibson started the All-Star game and he pitched three innings, and then they brought in Juan Marichal and he pitched three innings. They don't do that anymore. Pete Rose doesn't play all 14 innings and then run over Ray Fosse. That stuff doesn't happen anymore. But you want to see him pitch, and yet the Pirates. The other thing they're going to do, while this thought's in my head, I'm going to go with this. is that, okay, so they skipped a Jarrett Jones start.
Yes.
Right, but they did it when they were on the road. So probably the next time the Pirates are on the road and the opportunity presents itself, Skeens, they're going to skip a Skeens start.
Great call.
When they're on the road.
Great call.
You don't want to skip a Skeens start when they're at home.
People lose their mind.
No, you don't want to. Well, and plus, there's a financial aspect to that whole thing,
right,
too.
Right.
The but revenue. He should be. Yeah, he should be. Everybody wants to see Paul Skeens in the All-Star game.
I mean, did you see the game against the Cardinals, whenever the Cardinals fans stood up and cheered for him?
That was pretty cool. And the only thing that annoyed me about that is that it gave people an opportunity to say, these are the best fans in Major League Baseball.
Right. People did say that.
Which is, you know, maybe it's true.
I thought it was very, very interesting that an opposing divisional opponent stadium stood up and cheered for a Pittsburgh Pirate.
That also means that they don't consider the Pirates any sort of a challenge to whatever they do. And, you know, because they're the ones that signed Paul Goldschmidt. And could the Pirates have done that? Yes, they could have.
Yes, they did. Like, I thought that things like that is kind of what I pay attention to. And, like, I think it's warranted that he deserves a spot at this point. And people do want to see him. And I get what you're saying, Jim. Like, I mean, the access to seeing guys. Like, I remember, you know, just the same as you. Like, whenever I was younger, I was obsessed with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in that run in, what, 97? Or 98, whenever they're, you know, going for the home run title.
But I didn't get
to see them play that much. Now, like, if that were today, I could see them play a lot more. I could go on YouTube and watch the highlights of their games.
You can pay for the ticket. You can watch every out-of-town game and stuff like that.
So I guess the want to see big-time players isn't as much anymore because of the access. But to see a young guy like Skeens represent the Pirates in the All-Star game, I think that is definitely warranted, and I think that should happen for sure.